Now that we have more spooks involved in our daily lives, America will quickly become more suspicious and less free. The new guidelines permit FBI agents to infiltrate public gatherings, including political rallies and church meetings. The spies will be allowed to keep secret notes on individuals in attendance. Now, domestic surveillance need not be based on a specific or probable threat. Instead, snooping could be a sort of fishing expedition in which agents toss their nets widely just to see what they can find. So, if you attend a teach-in on the Middle East, your name might well end up in a classified FBI file. If you take part in a church vigil against an invasion of Iraq, a new dossier may be created with your name on the tab. And if you attend a weekend gun show, the guy standing right next to you might well be a Fed checking you out. Local offices of the FBI can initiate the domestic spying. Under the new guidelines, they no longer need approval from headquarters in Washington. What if, in a meeting attended by undercover agents, your organization opposes the administration's new plans to enter any sovereign country anywhere in the world to preemptively attack suspected terrorists? If an FBI agent thinks you've taken your position out of sympathy for the enemy, personal information about you may end up in a national data bank without your knowledge. It happened to the Reverend Martin Luther King, Jr. What if you've come to a community meeting to speak out against the use of nuclear weapons in space, and several FBI agents walk into the room, having made every attempt to look like FBI agents? It's your turn to speak. Will the presence of the agents have a chilling effect on what you say? John Ashcroft will tell you this speculation is alarmist, that the new guidelines limit domestic surveillance simply to matters involving terrorism, and that they ban the government from keeping non-relevant information. But what are activities that bear on terrorism? Why couldn't dissent be deemed to fit that category? And the promise to bar the government from keeping non-relevant material? Who do you think gets to decide what's relevant and what isn't? It might be John Ashcroft, or FBI Director Mueller, or it might be someone at the Medford FBI office. One thing's for sure, it won't be you. This is Les O'Coin.